The Holy Spirit to wash your soul.
You have baptism, communion, confirmation, marriage, and your last rites. And then you have confession and such. It's like it's just a part of being in the church. It's a part of, as you gradually get older, that you have to learn more about your religion and become more involved. And, like, that's kind of steps that you have to take. It's like as you're coming on in life, like, you have to come in.
Hi.
But you have to, like, take the steps as you gradually get older. So.
You know the way in confirmation you had to take your pledge?
Oh, I was just about to mention it.
Do you think that was important?
When I was in
sixth class now, make my confirmation, there was a gang of us, like, we were the maddies, like, in the class. I was sitting down, girls don't say it at all. Do you know that kind of way? And I'm like, don't bother saying it, and you won't be able to take your pledge then. So we all sat there, didn't say whatever the priest was saying, and we all thought we were just stone mad.
So you didn't really take it seriously?
No.
I did. But the problem, my pledge was. But what happened was, I decided that, my brother, he taught me that he sang the national anthem right through his, instead of saying it. So I said, no, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to be very good. But actually, the week before that, do you remember the Mondisco? Before?
I remember you.
Do you remember that? That happened that week.
I remember you.
I decided that since I was 13, I decided, right, that I would get completely drunk before I take my pledge. Because I thought it would be cool. But what actually I did, it was probably the worst thing I ever did to my parents. I still beg for forgiveness today. But I got completely drunk, legless, hopelessly low. I can't remember nothing that happened completely. And Brother Brian, the principal of the school, brought me home in his car. And he had to bring one of the bouncers that were up in the mud to carry me out the back of the car. And it was the next day I was taking my pledge. And I had a sore head. I take the pledge. I was like this, my dad was there, you better say it behind my head. I was being forced, I'm gonna kill you. It was like a knife up to the throat. That was a funny story.
You were mad.
I was a rebel. I was a complete rebel. I was mentally.